This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Being a male is a matter of birth. Being a man is a matter of choice. Giving life to manhood from boyhood is a choice. Choosing to step into the life of uncomfortability as a key to improvement, risk as the key to reward, and pain as the key to progress is a man in the making. Just as Allah made a boy running and playing without a care, Allah prepares you to be a man that produces and provides with care.
Oh, masha'Allah, masha'Allah, masha'Al Khaliq. Okay, alhamdulillah. Wow, masha'Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Iman Cave Monthly. We're here at another location. I don't know if I want to tell you what it's about, but alhamdulillah, it's a place to where you can see we're outside pondering over Allah's creation. I mean, my son literally said we're around four different types of animals within a 10-step radius, and we're there for a reason. You know what? I'm going to tell you what it's about. The subject today is concerning rites of passage, R-I-T-E-S of passage. What are those events that change the boy to a man? As some would term it, killing the boy and bringing life to the man. And there's many different definitions of it. We're going to look at today what I would assume and predict is an Islamic rites of passage, an event that marks the time to where the boy chooses to be a man, or it's an event to where he says to himself, I have to face that fear. I have to face that trial or tribulation because I know that's firstly what pleases Allah, and secondly, that which will cause me to be one that faces something that I never would have faced as a boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Second form creation. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Athena, assalamu alaikum. Mashallah, mashallah. We got our modern day cowboy.
Welcome, welcome.
What's going on, Chief?
How you doing?
How you doing? Mashallah, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
You probably remember him from the Why Me series. Alhamdulillah. Muhammad, he was the father.
That's my son.
Mashallah. What's her or his name?
This is Blackjack.
Blackjack. Alhamdulillah.
He's my
halal Blackjack.
Alhamdulillah. Blackjack,
ayywa. Mashallah, mashallah.
Keeps on the sirat al-mustaqim.
Mashallah. How long have you had him or her?
I've had him for 7 years now. I've had him since he was a newborn baby.
Wow, mashallah. Al-khayr. Nice.
I've been riding him for a while. We have a few other horses here. This property, Sheikh, is actually a masjid. So
they bought
it as a farmhouse. They wanted to have a place for the community. Mm-hmm. And I just happen to be one of the people taking care of the property and, of course, the horses. I get to keep my own, and we have a few others here.
Mashallah.
And I bring my friends. You know, I have Athena,
mashallah,
working German Shepherd, and, of course, the party animal over there.
Look at him. He's jamming. He's so happy. He's ecstatic. It's Eid. Mashallah.
Oh, yeah. He's
mashallah.
Been partying since, you know, last night. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
And his name is Goose.
Goose. Not parrot?
Not parrot.
Not parrot? Okay.
He makes goose noises all the time.
He makes goose
noises. He's got an attitude like a goose.
Mashallah, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. I'm really glad you were able to make it out here, Sheikh.
Oh, glad to be out here. As we came here before, man, it's important to get involved with the nature. And you know, it reminds me of the statement of Umar al-Khattab that some would associate to him, اخشوشنو فإن النعمة لا تدوم. He says, be rough, get rough, for verily niceties and pleasure will not continue. It's important that the young man in particular has a state of roughness and uncomfortability. And it's symbolized in this day of Eid, on the day of Eid al-Adha, where one takes an animal, particularly that of a sheep and even of a camel, and they sacrifice it for the sake of Allah. So in this beautiful day, coming in touch with nature, it's important for you young men, moms of these young men, to get them out into nature and to face that rough part of life. Because when they grow up, they're gonna face rough elements in life and they have to know how to deal with it. And that's what we're talking about with rites of passage. So we're going to continue, inshallah. Follow us. Barakallahu feek.
The
sheep ran off. Sheep are hiding. Look at the sheep hiding. Hiding from the dog. Fitra. Look at that. Subhanallah.
This tree Subhanallah. Has been here for at least 50 years.
50.
50. And, you know, since before we even had this property. And subhanAllah, we had a tornado come hit in Texas. We had some crazy winds, mm-hmm. and it brought down the entire thing.
Wow.
And we came down, and we were all kind of like freaking out, you know, and we were just thinking about like, subhanAllah, like the wind pushed it down, and we were just thinking about how difficult it's going to be to remove this. Mm. And, you know, the property owner, he actually mentioned a very interesting point. He said, you know, alhamdulillah, of course, we right away said Alhamdulillah, but it was that half-cooked Alhamdulillah, like Alhamdulillah, but this is still a lot of work. Yeah. Why would Allah do this to us?
Yeah.
And he said, no, Alhamdulillah, it fell that way. Imagine if it fell this way.
That's all I was thinking.
It could have brought down this whole structure very easily. And we had our horses put up in the barn for the tornado. Alhamdulillah, it came down that way. You know, the goats had a great time feeding on it. And eventually when its time comes, we're going to just chop it up, you know, make something out of it.
And that's the roots of the tree?
This is the roots of the tree.
It's amazing.
This entire space.
Again, coming in touch with nature, man. SubhanAllah.
And you could see that. And SubhanAllah, the one thing that I really like was impressed with is just all the dirt that comes through. Trees are very important for the environment. Mm-hmm. People don't really understand, but erosion is a very serious problem in a lot of areas. The tree's roots kind of just hang on very well to the
mat.
Very, very thick. But they hang on to the dirt and they keep it in place. You get rid of all your trees, nothing is going to stand.
We talk about strength and manhood and masculinity. This is real strength. You know, you have to have a foundation. And from that foundation, you'll sprout and grow and bring benefit.
And that's what hit us. I mean, we were complaining about the work that's going to take to put this all in. But we realized with the tree removed, it kind of gives us a bit more space for the animals, which is an advantage.
Hey, perhaps you may hate something and it's better for you.
Absolutely. So, Sheikh, production requested that I do something specific. Mm-hmm. I'm going to actually time you to find out how long it's going to take you to catch your sheep.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
As you can see, the weeds grew quite a bit. We couldn't get the mower in here in time. The sheep are all hanging out over there. But there's a sheep there, the biggest one with the biggest horns. And that one's for you.
So how do I catch it?
With your hands. So the goal that I always suggest is if you want to try to grab it, grab its leg, right? That's usually enough. Or grab it by the horns. Sometimes you got to take life by the horns.
Oh, I like that. Sometimes you got to take life. But this is literally where that saying comes from. You got to take life by the horns.
The boys, there's two sheep.
Yep.
There are two white rams.
Okay.
Easy markings. Those are for you guys.
The two white rams, okay.
There's two white ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two.
And they got the little horns on them.
Why are they running away?
Oh, they're going anywhere that you're not going to be.
No. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
All righty.
Did you name them yet or no?
So I don't name the sheep that we're going to slaughter. We do have three goats. There's two females and one male. The first female is Christina Ronaldina.
Okay.
The second one is Kobina Bryant. And the third one is the male, and his name is not Tom Brady.
Oh, what's up?
So you're going to have to do much better than that.
Man.
Start the stopwatch.
This is going to be a task, brother.
I suggest making this a team effort, spreading out with your boys.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yo, this is gonna be a task. All right. Woo, gotta make this a smaller field. Come on, man, don't make it difficult. Catch him. Yo, you gotta really tackle that joint NFL style, man.
Is there a certain reason that they're running like a pack?
It's actually a safety mechanism.
Okay.
It makes it a lot harder for a predator to choose which one that the predator wants to hunt.
So
the same way when you guys are going after them right now, you don't even know which one to grab.
Oh, they went inside.
It's confusing. They went inside?
Yeah.
That is cheating.
Oh, they cornered themselves. Yeah,
soft cornered. All right, Sheikh. He is all yours.
Wow. Let's show him. Didn't officially catch it, guys, but
otherwise,
take a life by the horns.
So here's what you're going to do. You're going to grab his legs, the ones that are closest to you. You're going to grab them from across. So you want to stick your arm, not from around, but from through. Grab this leg and this leg, and use that to put him down on his side.
Okay.
Lean him on your body to cushion the...
So both my hands?
Yeah.
So
you
want to
do one by one. One by one.
Okay.
So you can hold on to his...
All right.
This one. There you go. And you utilize that. You could use your knee, your right knee, to kind of lift them up.
Unit.
Okay. All right. There you go. MashaAllah.
Yes, and sometimes you make... Where are you going? Bismillah. Relax. All right,
so now you want to put a bit more...
Can I put my knee on his head?
Yeah. So I'd suggest putting over here. Put your right knee down on there. Mm-hmm. That's much better.
Mm-hmm. And this is not considered cruelty to the animal. Allah has created the animal as such to be subjugated for us.
Absolutely. And the main thing is, of course, there are ways that can be done that are harming the animal.
Mm-hmm.
This does not harm them.
Such as?
So, for example, some people, what they do is they'll tie them by the foot and they'll leave them like that for months.
Months?
Oh, yeah. They'll tie like one foot and tie them to like a tree. Of course, if you don't feed it or give it water.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, obviously, the animal is not going to be super excited, but as you can see, it's kind of calmed down.
Okay.
So here, now you want to just bring in this leg and you want to tie the white part to the white part.
So below the, I guess, knees always.
Yeah, that's always where you want to tie it.
The knees, right? Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get this end real quick.
All right. Any of you that like to eat goat, this is the process that is taking place. Know that any meat that you eat, know that there were people, there were real men, someplace in the world that had a place similar to this, and they had to go through this process. There's no other way. Yep, okay. Oh, jump. Woo, I like that.
Oh, he caught him.
He caught him.
Nice.
Grabbed him by the horns, look at that.
Guys, those are my pet goats. Can you please? This one's domesticated, bro. Oh,
no. He got the easy one. He thought he caught something too. Jamal's like, yeah!
You're lucky I didn't get to work on it.
Okay, so remember how you laying on my side? Bring him over here. Back like on the bottom.
That's what she uses to
so look here, like. Grab this leg, and then sweep back him up. What you want to do is,
you got it.
Come over here.
One hand up.
Little leg, man.
Make sure it's tightly connected.
You're rough. You gotta be rough with him. Gotta be rough. Boom. You're rough with him. You're rough. Uh-huh. Put your knee on his neck.
Mm-hmm. Tighter than that.
Tie the front too.
It doesn't necessarily make too much of a difference.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of like the sequence that I found to be easiest.
Oh, uh-oh. Come on. Oh, there. That's it. That's it.
See how he got up?
You see how he got up? That's exactly what we're talking about. Stay down. That's what I'm talking about. Let that fear, face that fear.
Oh.
He's saying, see, he's saying sorry, man. He's saying sorry. But Allah has created him for him.
Go.
All right, now we are about to go and sacrifice the animal. We're about to do the udhiyah, which is sacrificing the animal, which is a symbol or a reenactment of what Ibrahim alayhi salam did with his son in the Quran. And I'm actually about to do it with my sons, and I hope that you do it with yours. There's a couple points I want to mention here. Firstly, it's important for the man to be uncomfortable, especially in nature, which it's unfortunate that when we're amongst nature, we're uncomfortable. Look at this grass. Some may say it's not mold. What's going on? There's no pesticides, insecticides, none of that stuff. You are dealing with nature now, realizing that this is the foundation, this is the basis. Where you see grass like that. We see the horses, we see the dogs. This is nature. This is where the meat that you eat and consume comes from in these types of environments. Secondly, I'm holding in my left hand a knife. And this knife is what we're going to use to sacrifice the animal. I'm holding it in a safe way because I was taught that way. And that's how young men need to be taught. I have a scar here. When I was 7, my dad gave me a knife to cut something and I cut myself and I still remember it. I have scars all on my shins when I used to ride my bike, and these are all parts of rites of passage where it's facing danger, making mistakes, getting hurt. All of this is parts of rites of passage where you're facing your fear, you're exposed to certain dangerous activities to where you have to make a choice. We'll see in certain tribes that you have to bring the head of a mule back, and if not, you're not considered a man yet. There are some tribes where you have to lay in a bed of fire ants, and if you scream, go back to mommy. Even though it may be different today, we see within the deen of Islam, it's made within its sharia, a portion of your life to where you sacrificing an animal is worship. And Allah tells us consistently throughout the Quran, this grass, everything was created, the wind that blew is created, musakhara lakum. It's created and subjugated for you. So everything we're doing is worship. And that is what is important. To know that this is worship of Allah, which makes the Muslim man a strong, honorable, genuine, solid man of purpose that is transcendent. So what do y'all think about this sacrifice? And I mean, what's your take on it so far? I mean, now that you see it lying down, it's ready. It's been tied up for almost about an hour. Mm. You ready to do it?
Yep, I'm ready.
So what goes through your mind? Who's there? What goes through your mind?
I mean, it's a lie. You're taking a life, you know? But, you know, you have to do it. You're supposed to sacrifice. You got to do it for Allah's sake.
So you realize that the process is going to be fairly simple. It's straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just one strike and that's it. But it's for a greater cause, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is really a beautiful concept in understanding the purpose of mercy. Like, mercy is not only confined to what we think mercy is. It may be something beyond what you understand what mercy is.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the part where you're really practicing your aqidah, your faith. Even though we may see, you know, the blood and some of the flesh, but that is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's when, you know, Abraham, when he was ordered to sacrifice his son, Allah literally replaced it with a dainahu, بذبحٍ عظيم.
Mm-hmm.
And we ransomed him, Ismail, with a ذبحٍ عظيم, mm-hmm. with this ram, with the ram.
Keep in mind, you're doing this sheep a great honor.
Yeah.
And you're making its life very much worthwhile. So let's get started, bismillah.
So you want to get down on your knees, firstly. Make sure that you cover the eyes, cover his eyes with his ear.
Got
so it. He does anything but darkness.
Got it.
And the most important thing is, this jaw here, you want to stretch it. So here you got that. You could probably, yeah, there you go. And then cover, yeah. Stretch the jaw so you want it to be tight.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I appreciate you guys.
Put this other knee up here just to anchor you right here.
Up here?
Yeah, putting your knee on the animal is not being, you know, it's mercy.
It's just securing it.
Just securing.
So yeah. I'm going to be right next to you, and I also have a blade just in case you miss something, I can get it really quick. But I know for a fact you got this.
Gotcha. All right?
Bismillah. Bismillah.
So remember, say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. I thought I had a blade.
Yeah.
You got this, man.
Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Pressure.
Just push down as hard as you can. There you go. All right. Perfect. Now let's say Bismillah. Okay. So. All right, it's okay, don't psych yourself out. So yeah. You want to start right here,
mm-hmm.
push down and go, all right? One, two, bismillah, Allahu Akbar. There you go.
Quick.
There you go.
It's
fluid, so you got both arteries and you got the windpipe. Well done, you can let go.
Mashallah, mashallah. So how you feel?
I'll take the sheet.
Feels good. I mean, it was kind of hard doing it, like looking at him, but I mean, if it's for the sake of Allah, so once you think about that, it's just easy to do. Easy to complete.
Mashallah, mashallah. Were you nervous in the beginning?
Yes, I was a little bit, yes.
What pulled you through? I mean, why'd you?
Just think about it. Just don't let it struggle. Just think about how Ibrahim had to do this for his own son, so just doing this for God shouldn't be that bad.
Mashallah, good job, son, man. And that's what's important in life, man. You're going to face times where it may look difficult, but you push through,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see the results. As long as what you're doing is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know the results will come, inshallah. It's not up to you when they come, but you have surety that they will come, and that's what's most important.
Yeah.
You face something, and that's what's beautiful about the Urdhi, is that there may have been a fear in the beginning, but you pushed through. Mm-hmm. That's what kills the boy and brings life to the man. You push through on your exams. You push through on your job interview. You push through when asking for someone's hand in marriage. You push through and you face your fears. That's what solidifies you as a man. And mm-hmm. I personally feel that the Udhiyya is an Islamic rites of passage, and no better way and time to do it than on the day of Eid, spending it with your son. Mashallah. Allah mm-hmm. bless you, man. Horseshoe. I wonder if these are expensive. These like the Jordans, or are these like the Pro Kids, or whatever the cheapest brand is
the
now?
Walmart.
You know, Walmart brand. We're going to do Walmart. Let's do Target. You understand what I'm saying?
We like to keep our horses comfortable with their horseshoes, so those are more like the Crocs.
Is there like a certain part on any horse that you shouldn't touch?
I just watch their heads, if it's a horse I'm not used to or familiar with, and then I also watch their feet.
Okay.
They don't kick that well from the front. They can swing and kind of, but they don't really do that. What they like to do is use their back.
Back leg, right? Yeah.
They'll donkey kick you. You know, and I mean, it's a horse, it's pure power.
Yeah.
So they'll send you all the way to Connecticut with one kick. So let's pull them into the pasture, and then I'll walk you guys through the next steps. So right now, I expect the horses to give us full cooperation because they've just been fed.
Go this way.
Both these horses do have a lot of go to them. Now, how do you ride a horse? This is kind of what we all came here for, right?
Yep.
There's a few things to look out for. First and foremost, horses, they kind of show you when they're unhappy. Their ears pin backwards. Mm. This is pointed backwards. Angry means this, right?
Okay. Like Simba, a cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He will possibly toss his head a bit because he doesn't like the bit part. It's not hurting him. It's just he's usually ridden without the mouthpiece, but it's time for him to graduate to the next steps. Now, whenever you are trying to control a horse, right? Jack, again, he's very easygoing. You know, he just kind of wants to have his little fun. So to mount it, it's like getting on a bike. Left foot, left hand. You might try to move, so you can always just pull it. If the horse is walking, it's not a big deal. These horses don't take off with riders on them.
Okay.
And I'll explain to you guys how to avoid that just in case you're ever on a horse and that happens. But you get your left foot straight up, swing your foot over, and you're in. So whenever you're putting in your stirrup, that's the foot part. You don't put your full foot or half your foot. It's just the toes.
Just the toe, okay.
It's just the toes. If your horse takes off, you fall off or something like that, you do not want your foot getting stuck.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You just use your toes. to stop the horse, you never just yank it back. Mm. You just add pressure. It's kind of like pushing the brakes on a car. You just pull the brakes on the horse.
Right? Beautiful.
Okay. To get him to turn, you don't just pull one into you. Mm. You pull it out wide. You kind of turn his head, mm-hmm. right? So to get Blackjack to go that way, I'll pull it out and then pull it. Same thing, pull it out and then pull it in. Now to kind of get him to go, you hit him, right? Mm. You just tap him. It doesn't hurt him. This guy is pure muscle. He's chilling. Mm. And then he's also trained to respond to sound. So if I go the clicking sound, that's also a way to kind of get him to understand what you're trying to do. Now let's say a horse is going crazy full speed. It's just not listening. You're pulling. It's not working. You pull tight and you bring his head in like this. Mm. And you just hang on to it. A horse will go where its head is pointed. They can't run that way if his head is pointed this way. Dismounting is the same thing. It's like a bike. You got your reins. Mm. Just looped around your finger. Don't ever loop them like this. If the horse takes off, you don't want him to get caught up. Grab your horn, right? Or anywhere in the front of the saddle, but the horn is the best for starters. Stand straight up. Other hand right here. Grab it and just hop right off. Sound good?
Yep.
Who wants to go first?
Got it. Go ahead.
Knock down your rein, bro.
Sorry. You say to be a man, you gotta pull up your britches. One, two.
There you go.
Shout out to the brothers in Ghana. Sheikh Ma'alam. That's when I rode a horse last time in Ghana. They do polo over there like regularly.
Oh, polo's amazing.
Alhamdulillah, yeah.
That takes real skill. People underestimate
man.
That sport.
Yeah, man. I got a lot of respect for them, mashallah.
Okay. Now, you're going to pull with your left hand towards me. Pull outwards and pull it tight. More, tighter. Make him turn. There you go. And then tap with your feet so he knows to come. Pull it tight and kick. Yeah, he's doing the thing, so you gotta be more dominant. Let's try this. I'm gonna help you with the jump start on the battery life. All right, we're good. All right. So now Jack's just gonna follow me. Mm-hmm. How you feeling?
Good.
He's very easy. He's a shorter horse, so he's low to the ground, so you have less distance to fall, which is good.
Less distance, oh, mashallah, that's reassuring.
And now here's what I want you to do, Sheikh.
Yeah.
I want you to add pressure until you can get him to back off of me. And just stay off of me by like 2 feet.
Add pressure, okay.
Yeah. There you go. He's gonna toss his head, but keep that pressure on until he does what you want.
Oh, he stopped. There you go. He stopped. Nice. He went again.
So you gotta find that sweet spot. You don't want him to completely stop, you don't want him to completely go.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Nice, man. SubhanAllah. Just think back then, this was the hustle. Like, there were no cars. It's in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. In touch. I mean, like right now, with the horse, with the dog. Relax. Relax.
He's going to keep tossing his head because he wants to get closer. This is the tree, by the way, Sheikh.
This is the one?
He likes to take riders to visit.
I guess that's the significance of the cowboy hat, right? Just tuck your head down.
Oh, yeah.
Everything has its functionality, mashallah. Alhamdulillah.
All right, give him slack.
Can I say kia?
You can try it.
Kia!
All right, now pull him the other way, though, because he's going to go straight. Pull him tight. Yeah. Yeah, he's trying you, but you're doing good. All right, take him for a loop, Sheikh, and I'll be right behind you.
Take him for a loop, mashallah. You said it so simply. Put a bismillah on it. Bismillah, let's go.
Oh, that's okay. Just horse politics.
Horse politics. Yeah, that was broken calf politics right there. My leg was about to be chopped off in between two booties of horses. All right, let's go. Ooh, yeah, there.
Settle down.
Trust in Allah, brother. Alhamdulillah. When I'm able to train, I can somewhat maintain because I hold the rein. I hope it doesn't rain.
Good stuff, Sheikh. He's handling her really well. That's solid. Good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You want to pick up the pace a bit?
Bismillah. All right.
So there's different settings on a horse, right?
Uh-huh.
This is a walk.
Okay.
Walks are pretty simple.
Okay. Right?
Now when you pick up the speed a bit, you get into a trot.
Okay.
Those are the worst.
Those are the worst?
That's the worst. Because trot. That's when you see people, like the horse is just going slightly faster and you're just bouncing like crazy.
Whoa. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
You okay?
I'm good, but I don't know if I'm ready for that trot, Sheikh.
Here it is. Jack, if all else fails, one hand on the horn.
Hand on the horn?
Yep, and one hand on the reins, and you just pull them both.
I didn't hear that last part. That's probably the most crucial part to save my life. What was it?
All right, ready? Let's go.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't put all your weight on one side, so you can
kind of. I was kind of like this, right?
Yeah. There you go. Good stuff, Sheikh. Keep yourself centered. Pull him to stop if you ever feel like it's too much.
I got you.
All right.
Get my equilibrium.
Okay. Nice.
All right, Sheikh. Let the young. Easy.
Yep.
Let the young one get on.
Okay.
I went fast. It was good. Good boy.
And that wasn't bad.
Jack, the homie.
All right, you ready?
Come on, let's go.
I don't know.
He ain't gonna do too bad.
Yeah, so this is the rites of passage, baby. Approaching those fears, facing uncomfortability. That's killing the boy and bringing life to the man. Facing that fear for something that he knows is beneficial for him. And this is definitely facing the fear of getting on a horse.
Hold your horse for a second.
Which is definitely beneficial for him to get in touch with nature.
It's good. So you're going to put your left foot in.
Yeah.
Grab on and go straight up. And swing your right foot over. Bismillah.
Boom. Got it. That's done.
All right, is this good?
Yeah, so you want to hold them. That's actually quite good. And you want to give them slack. Don't get scared and just keep pulling all the time. So it's kind of like the way you want to drive. Like, you know how you add to go faster?
Mm-hmm.
He's just built to go fast, so you add to go slower.
Okay.
It's all about sensing and connecting with the horse. So he's going to follow me by default.
Yeah.
That's just his factory settings.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to walk. A lot of things run down that field, but a huge built Sheikh was the first time. Being out on the ranch has taught me so much more than, you know, just kind of sitting down and listening or reading.
Right.
And not in the sense to discredit, you know, like the lessons that you learn.
Of course.
But it's more so you kind of see it firsthand, it's easier to believe. Right?
Yeah.
Like, one of the biggest lessons I've ever learned while being out here is that life is not fair and you got to just kind of play the cards that you're dealt.
Finalize. It's important for you to get out and to go and seek the provisions of Allah. But in that process, you're going to be tested. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And it's not going to go, quote unquote, your way.
He's got to go a little. All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to stay on foot, and I'm just going to jog.
All right.
I'm just going to jog. I'm just going to accelerate this part right here. Just
grab onto anything. Want to go fast.
Don't jump off.
So.
You stay on no matter what. They'll when you ride by yourself and you're doing competitive stuff, they'll teach you to jump off.
Uh-huh.
Trust the horse. He's not going to run into anything that's going to hurt himself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here, like, inches away.
Okay.
All right? So you got to trust me, trust the horse. Okay, don't trust your instinct. Never bail.
Yeah.
What's the rule?
Never bail.
Never bail. Gotcha. Not right now. Eventually, you'll have to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Come on, Jackie. Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
Come on, Jackie. Give him some slack. Come on. Yeah. Come on. All right, here we go. Come on, Jack. Come on. Whoa, Jackie.
Black man on blackjack.
You're good, bro. He hits the brakes pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I really want to get him to do a better run. You want to do another one? Or are you good?
Why not? Let's do it. One more.
Okay. All right, you ready? Give him slack. Here we go. Here we go, Jack. Come on. Give me a gallop. Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Not better. Come on, Jack. Yeah. Let him do that.
Come on.
Come on, Jack.
Okay.
Come on, buddy.
Okay.
Woo. As a boy. You did all that yourself, man.
Yeah.
You did great, mashallah. Well done.
Thanks, Jack.
How's that feel?
Feels great. I like it.
Ain't nothing like riding a horse, man.
Yeah.
Okay. How did that feel, guys?
Oh, that was beautiful, man. I got to get a taste of horsepower, man. So I don't know if I'm gonna go back to the Camry.
Yeah. Ride him all the way home, huh?
Yeah, it's a ride a lot. What about you? How was it? How was it for you?
It was my first time riding a horse, so it was a bit scary in the beginning. But as you said, when you gotta control the horse. So the more confident you are with the horse, the more it will listen to you.
What made you break that fear? Because you said no in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
What made you say, Bismillah, I'm gonna do it?
I think just that little part where you're controlling him, he's not controlling you. Mm-hmm. That's what made me feel like I'm in control of him. So he's like, I'm not gonna get injured if I'm taking control of him.
Having that sweet spot is definitely very important, building that relationship. I think whenever you kind of rode him a little bit, you got a feel for him, you know what you're dealing with. Yeah. That gave you the confidence to even go fast. Not many people could do that on their first ride.
Wow. So that was galloping. I don't think I galloped.
Yeah. I know.
It looked, you looked smooth on it too, far away. You looked like you had control. If I walked in, I saw you, I mean, I wouldn't know what a newbie looks like. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
You felt it, man. Mashallah. It's time to get your own horsepower, right, Sheikh?
Yeah, that's my horsepower, my lasso soon, inshallah.
Bismillah.
Alhamdulillah, man. This was beautiful. Alhamdulillah, it was a great experience. I think, you know, again, when talking about rites of passage, you know, I always ask myself sometimes, why is this abnormal to me? Getting on a horse, catching a goat. Okay, I live in the city. I understand the technological advancements. But does that mean I should deprive myself of these, dare I say, liberties? Because there's nothing like coming in contact with nature. And nature means literally the foundation of where it all started. So you come in contact with nature, reminds you of the essence of your foundation, of the connection with all forms of creation. And a young man going through that is very, very important. You know, I think we mentioned earlier, getting your hands dirty. There's numerous things here that you will have to accept the fact that you are a little afraid of it, but go through it. I mean, when we were hanging out earlier, there was a rat. Right? You saw somebody like, okay, where's the rat? Mm-hmm. Okay, you got to just get used to the fact, stay sitting, the rat may come around you, and you have to ask yourself, is the rat really going to harm me? You know?
Right. When you navigate life based off of feelings and emotions, you're not going to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Islam in its own has elements of, you know, feeling and emotion, but predominantly it's a logical religion.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, yani, at the end of the day, like, we did Udhiyah because of the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Emotionally, you don't want to slaughter and sacrifice your son,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it in a dream, and you know, Shaitan will put waswas in, like, nah, you're hallucinating, you're tripping, you misunderstood,
right?
But it's logic. It's like, no, I know that I'm a prophet. I know that my dreams mean something. I know Allah told me to do this.
Right.
And even now, I've never met Ibrahim alayhi salam, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody has, but we never met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But we still follow what he teaches us because logically that makes sense. We know Islam is a true religion.
Right.
The endless evidence is there. So we still do go through and follow suit. And as we sit here and enjoy the sun going down, tomorrow it might rise from the west.
SubhanAllah.
And all the feelings you had is, oh, I feel bad for the sheep. I feel bad for this. And I don't feel like getting up to pray.
I don't feel.
It's not going to save you.
Yeah. And it's important because even sometimes you let those feelings guide you through what you kind of don't want to do. I mean, you know, the whole concept of fear, you know, Musa alayhi salam. Inni akhafu an yafruta alayna aw an yatgha. You know, when Musa said, really, I fear that the people will transgress the bounds, basically, against me and this message that I'm sending. You know, this is after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, idhab ila fir'auna innahu tagha. Musa said that I'm scared. Mm-hmm. I have a level of fear. He said, you know, appoint Harun, you know, my brother Harun, to kind of get prepared to go on with this responsibility that he knows is the greatest responsibility. But he was emotionally intelligent to acknowledge his fear. So it doesn't mean that to be a man, you can't be scared. No, that fear should push you to go forward, to face that trial and to fail, to fall off your horse. We didn't fall off the horse this time.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, alhamdulillah. But if we fell off, alhamdulillah, right?
Alhamdulillah. As long as y'all don't sue us, still alhamdulillah. But
yeah. Have you fell off a horse before?
So many times.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But the thing is, even with the horses, is if you fall off and you let it go with what just happened, that's teaching them buck like crazy, throw him off, and I get what I want.
Uh-huh.
So you're forced to get back on every single time.
SubhanAllah.
Even if you don't want to, even just like, oh, I can't, oh, I was bruised my rib or whatever, get back on. Yeah. Otherwise, you risk losing the horse. It's going to develop a bad attitude.
I love how the horse is so analogous with life. I mean, life will throw you down.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel helpless. You may be alone. I mean, you probably felt alone and no one else is here. And as you mentioned earlier, the horse came back to see how you're doing. Life's going to come back to see where you are, where you stand, and what your position is. So falling, what you feared may happen. But then you look back, you say, I got through it. And that's what I think is beautiful about, you know, this event here. And particularly, I think it's important for the mothers in particular, and the fathers especially, but the mothers in particular, because the father's working a lot of times, that the mother, you know, if he broke his rib, if he got hurt, it's okay. Let him get back up and continue on. If he runs in the house and he's bleeding from a bike ride, or he fell, or he got in a fight and his nose broke, okay, get him into some combat sports. Let him learn how he has to defend himself. This is part of rites of passage, of going through a particular event in their life that transitions them from a boy to Amen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are strong and solid and honorable throughout the process. Barakallahu feekum.
Allah
bless you, man.
Always good to see you.
Yes, good to see you as well. I'm going to see you again soon, inshallah.
Bismillah, you know where you'll find me.
Allah, you're ready. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Join us, inshallah. Leave your comments, leave your stories. We read them. We want to know because it helps us improve in this show and in this presence. And stay tuned for our next monthly episode. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.